is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, any station, radio check, please.
Yeah, 4, NUEKJ 4, WZM, how are you, Chad?
Good. Let me make a small adjustment here. Give me like 3 seconds. Stand by.
Effect one and effect another banner. You missed a good meeting over here tonight. JI4LCI Mobile.
I had the American Legion. I had to take care of some American Legion business tonight, but I'll call Mandel and let him know what's going on. But Daniel, real quick, go ahead and give me a signal report, bud. Anything going into the repeater? How's the marathon going?
I started getting an injured foot, so I'm toned it way down for a while, but I'll get back to work on that shortly.
Well, just so you know, you got a really high-pitched whine on your signal. I'm not sure what that is. I've never heard a tone quite like that. But, I mean, you're copyable, audible, but it's definitely in the background.
I might gain. I'm not sure.
That. Well, let me duck on out and get everything ready, and I'll see you maybe on the net, if not 73s, and I'll talk at you later. Be safe, Daniel. Thank you for the signal report.
I'm running the radio. I was running the dump truck earlier. It's now in my house, and it's hooked up to my power supply, so I'm not sure what the noise is. I also am aware I have some bad coax. It's got a short in it. So I'm not sure. There could be a number of factors making that sound.
Be safe. Talk to you later. KO4NUE. I'll be clear till the net.
I reduced my power. Did it help my noise at all or no?
Negative. Not one bit. It's still there.
Happen to think of it, if you wouldn't mind sending me a video of it at some point so I can hear what's going on, that would be awesome.
Let me grab my phone. Stand by. ADM KO4NUE. Go ahead and transmit, Daniel. I'll get it on video.
KO4NUE. KO4NUE. This is KJ4WZM. Testing. Looking for a signal report. If you wouldn't mind sending that to me, that'd be great. KO4NUE. KJ4WZM. Thanks, Chad.
Get it to you here in just a second. KO4NUE. Clear. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed on frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? If so, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KN4HTP. I have a radiogram.
HTP, KO4NUE. Hey, Miss Wendy, how are you? Go ahead and who's your traffic going to, ma'am?
It's to K4OIM. Walt in Inman, South Carolina.
Would you like for me to relay, or would you like to call your station?
Please.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and send. Send your text over.
A number, which is figures 22277. precedence, routine, HXG, station of origin, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, check, figure 8, place of origin, Simpsonville, South Carolina, time filed, 9:03, and date, mixed group, 4 October 2022.
Address line.
K4OIM, Walt in Inman, South Carolina.
With your text.
Really enjoyed meeting you, X-ray. ARL 50 X-ray.
Check of 8. Do you have any more traffic, ma'am? I'll relay yours to K4OIM and let you know on this frequency when it was delivered. Roger that. So is there any more traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight, beginning with 3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Miss Ashley in Simpsonville. K3DOV is Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Travelers Rest. And N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, also in Travelers Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. And KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Simpsonville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And KN4UBG, that's Mr. Kevin in Merle's Inlet, Myrtle Beach. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. K4OIM, Walt in Inman. And KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn in Graycourt. KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. And KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. And that's it for the pre-check-ins tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
John, I've got you via Echo Link tonight, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. And John, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll be back around for you here shortly. All right, no more Echo Link stations showing. So tonight being Tuesday night, we'll go ahead and the RF check-ins, India through Lima, any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Miss Anna Orwell, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, said in Flagstaff, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
UE. Now to turn, please, sir. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Name is Don. That's KG4PFI. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont, and I appreciate you calling the net. We'll just be in and out.
Kilo 4 NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, stationary mobile, Andy Pickens, no traffic.
Couldn't recognize what we've got so far. It's KK4JFO, that's Mr. James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And right behind him is W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Hope you guys are doing well tonight, and nice to hear from both of you. Also, Mr. Don, KG4PFI, he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, all in Piedmont. And Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And tell Miss Donna we said hello tonight, Larry. Also, Mr. Andy, stationary mobile in Pickens tonight, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. I see you up there, Stephen. I'll be right there. We'll move to EchoLink real quick. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Good evening, Chad. You will check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. No traffic, no queue. Well, good evening to you, Chad. And do tell Miss Anna I said hello.
I've got you, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Anna says hello back to you, Stephen. Hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Ted, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey, Rig. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Also saying hello to you and Anna. Thanks a lot.
And recognize Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. Miss Lorena, I hope you are doing well, and it is quite a pleasure to hear you on the radio tonight, ma'am. And she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all from Piedmont. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, you tell Tracy we said hello, and Anna says hello back to you, sir. All right, with that, we'll make one more call for Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. Same to you, Chad, Miss Anna, all of that. Be negative and negative tonight.
Said we've got you, KO4NNH, mobiling around in Piedmont. And Fred, you be safe out there tonight, sir. And just curious, did you were you able to tell your dad about Winlink, over?
I sure was.
Good deal. Maybe you jab him with it for a couple of minutes, but he'll eventually figure it out. But nice hearing from you tonight, Fred. You be safe tonight, sir. All right, we'll move on down the log to Quebec through Tango, any station, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
KUE. K4ROW, Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Richard, and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
Please check in, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, Robert, down in Joanna. Enjoying donut therapy and paid off my license today. So I am officially renewed. I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Check in KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard in Greenville. Richard, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert down in Joanna. Robert, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. You be safe down there. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well, sir. And with that, we'll make one more call for any station, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
KRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Head in Brevard, no comments, no traffic. I'll be monitoring.
Welcome, Mr. Ed, WDARON, up in Brevard tonight. Ed, hope you are doing well, sir, and you be safe. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KUE, this is KO4WTQ, Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
I got you, KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg and Greer. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
If you will, please check in and out. Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, 73. Y'all
have a good night, a good night. God bless. KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Turn KJ4WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. Name is Daniel, location, travel address. Sorry about that, Chad. Missed my group because my radio wasn't working right because I've got that short and that coax, so I had to grab a handheld. Sorry for checking in and out of turn. Good net and good night. 73, tell Miss Anna we said hello.
Ben UE. Ted, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, back home in Seneca. Negative, negative.
For NUE, please check in. KQ4DMP, Jerry from Campobello. No comments, but I'll stick around.
NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Miss Anna and all on the net.
Group, let's go ahead and start with Mr. Danny, WX4DAT, up in Gastonia. Danny, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And also W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you are doing well, too. Also, Mr. Daniel, KJ4WZM in Traverse Rest, and Mr. Keith, back from Louisiana, I believe, back home, KN4CHY. Keith, welcome back home, sir. We miss you on the net. Also, KG4 Delta Mike Papa, that's Mr. Jerry in Campobello. And Jerry, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure you're a new ham, and welcome to the hobby, sir. First time I've got you in the log here on the Blue Ridge Net, so just want to say welcome to the hobby. And Mr. Jerry got his license not too awful long ago, so I'm going to pause here just for a second in case anybody would like to welcome him to onto the frequency and getting his license.
Congratulations, KJ4DOS.
Congratulations, Mr. Jerry, KJ4YP.
The key part here is don't be afraid of talking.
Congratulations, KG4DMP, KJ4YP.
KK4JBQ said that.
Welcome to the hobby, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM.
Hello, let me make sure I got it. Mr. Jerry. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir. I'll be back around shortly to talk with you. Also, he brings along his wife, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. Joy, hope you are doing well tonight, ma'am. All right, with that, I'll make one more call for any station, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And 4HTP. Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative, but I would like to hang around for some comments. And I know I didn't do everything correctly with the traffic, so I want to learn what the correct procedures are. So I'm hoping for a honest lesson. There, let's call it a lesson, not a critique. So I'll hang around for RAC 2. Thanks.
Welcome, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy from Simpsonville, and she brings along her husband, Mr. Mark, W2MJB. And Wendy, you did pretty good. But I have you down for some comments tonight, ma'am, and I'll swing back around and pick you up at the appropriate time. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. We'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo. Steve, I'm an Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick, and I'm somewhere in Harrisville.
Let me back up and go ahead and recognize KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. Somewhere in Hendersonville tonight, Patrick. You be safe, man. I hope you know where you're going. I appreciate you checking with us. Okay, the station before that. I got KER, and that's all I got. So can you recheck with me, please?
Calls Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman.
One time, Steve. KE4, India Romeo, Mr. Steve in Inman. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight, sir, and hope you are doing well. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Hotel. Name is Mike,
and picking negative, negative.
Kilo Echo 8, and I just wasn't fast enough, so can you recheck with your call, please?
It's Kilo Echo 8, Mike Hotel, K-E-8-M-H.
I got you that time, Mike. K-E-8, Mike Hotel, in Pickens. All right, appreciate you checking in with me tonight, sir. Hope you are doing well. All right, we'll make one more call, make sure we got everybody. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. They'll go ahead and secure the formal portion tonight. Any station that does not wish to hang around for RACT, you may secure your station at this time. And it has been a true pleasure for me to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and open up the RACT portion, and we'll stop periodically in between check-ins, in between comments for check-ins. So first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. Mr. John, go ahead and take it, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. Say hello to Anna for me. What's going on in your world there, buddy?
So a couple months ago, I had remnants of a tower donated to me for, you know, just come and take it down. So I went and took the thing down, and it's only, you know, 38 feet. And I just want something a little bit higher. So I've been down in machine shop for the past day and a half, and I can't find anything that matches up to it. So I just said, I'm just going to build me one. So yesterday I went and picked up the material and, you know, got it all on the work table there. And I've been, you know, cutting and machining and welding and, you know, trying to keep things, you know, looking halfway straight. And, you know, I'm pretty pleased with it so far. So, you know, but that's kind of what I've been up to, I guess.
This is KN4RJN. Well, you know, good luck with that. When you get ready to raise it up, give me a holler. See if I can work my way down that direction. I got to come down and help you with your scope anyway. The scope I wanted to buy is still on back order, but for a late birthday present, my daughter is going to have my car detailed, so, and it needs washed anyway, so maybe she can get all the dog hair out of it. I don't know. But anyway, anyway, let me tell you what's going on in the sky here. KN4RJN, as far as solar activity, we've got some flare possibilities in some particular region that's got some tendencies going on. So over the next 3 days, we've got about a 65 to 55% chance of an R1 or R2 radio blackout, which is mild to moderate. But we also have a 30% chance over the next 3 days of an R3 or greater. R3 will knock out, interrupt radio transmissions for, you know, a period of hours, or up to an hour on the sunlit side of the Earth. So that's over the next 3 days. Keep an eye on that, and you might have a little bit of issues there for a bit of time. It won't affect our net because we're not on the sunlit side right now. As far as anything in the sky, it was nice and clear here all afternoon until about 4 o'clock, and then clouds moved in, and I can't see squat. However, the moon is up. It's well over half, well past the first quarter, and Saturn and Jupiter are both up for you to look at if you can get out there with even just naked eye. You can see Saturn and Jupiter, although anything less bright than that that's in the vicinity of the moon is going to get washed out, so we're not going to be able to see that too well. However, we're coming up on October 9th, Sunday, we have the full moon, and this one is known as the Hunter's Moon, or sometimes the Blood Moon, or the Sanguine Moon. The Anishinaabe people of the Great Lakes call it the falling leaves moon, or the freezing moon. The Cree Nation of Central Canada calls it the migrating moon because it's the month when the birds start migrating. The Iroquois and the Mohawk of Eastern North America call it the time of poverty moon. So whichever one of those names you want to deal with, that's strictly up to you. And of course, on a full moon, it, as is usually the case on a full moon, it comes up when the sun goes down and goes down when the sun comes up. So it'll be up all night. Be difficult to see all but the brightest stars in its vicinity. It's going to wash out a good portion of the sky, but it's always fun to look at. So that's what's happening there. Let me go back to here and grab the right mouse and the right computer and give it back to you, sir.
I get that all of the different names of the moon means winter is coming, especially, the poverty moon. I guess winter's, a hardship as far as food goes, so I get it. But are there any new images on James Webb that we need to be aware of?
Is CAN4RJ, and they're always pumping out new ones. I haven't seen the latest. I haven't checked them today. But the ones that are up are pretty fascinating and interesting to look at. I believe it was James Webb caught the first exoplanet directly here a few days ago, or possibly a week ago. I can't recall now. But they've actually spotted an exoplanet with James Webb.
NUE with KN4RJN. So, exactly what is an exoplanet, John?
This is KN4RJN. Any planet that's not us, outside of our solar system.
Okay, all right. Probably should have paid a little closer in English when they taught you pronouns. But anyway. All right, well, listen, I appreciate the what's going on in the heavens and the skies and all, especially what's going on with the electromagnetic field and all. So, at any rate, appreciate you dropping by, John, and hope you're doing well. And, if you need anything, give us a holler. So, with that, I'll move on down the log to next on the list is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Go ahead and take it, Larry.
For NUE, KK4JBQ. Hello, Anna, if you're there to monitor us. it's good to have everybody here. I enjoy this net a lot. Want to speak with you a moment about the new tower going up. I don't know where you get your tower seeds, but I know it'll grow strong and tall. When you put it up there, some of the more interesting things I've seen on towers besides antennas are flags and cameras. And I just wondered, just off the top of my head, I just wondered if you plan to put up any flags or cameras.
So, just going to go ahead and tell you right now, there'll be a pulley at the top, and Old Glory's going on it every day. And I don't think I'm going to put a light on it, and because that, that can be part of my morning routine. Is go out and hang Old Glory. And might just put my U.S. Army flag right up underneath it.
A pretty sight. They really will. That'll be a picture to post somewhere, wherever you do your posting. Well, I do know that some folks, maybe they're concerned about security in their neighborhood, or they just like the view from the treetops. Did you say how high it was going to be?
Well, what I got was 38 feet, and I'm adding 12 feet with schedule 40 been the, you know, the bottom portion of it. So 38 and 12, that's 50, plus, you know, what little bit of extension goes on the top, but that's pretty close, roundabout, I guess.
I think there are trees in your neighborhood that are that tall, or is that above the trees?
Tree top height, I guess, as far as the pine thicket goes. But you know, I'm not going to be too worried about that. That's going to be about the limits as far as, you know, you look at antennas and towers and this, that, and the other, and you think, you just don't think a lot about, you get into this hobby, you just kind of peruse over the fact that, you know, it's helpful to have height. And your mind dismisses that pretty quick, that, okay, well, you know, that's not that big of a deal. But actually it is. And I'm learning that a lot about this hobby, is that there's a lot of things that you think that are not a big deal that are a very big deal that you just kind of skip right over, you know. It's not easy to get something up at height that is going to, you know, kind of be durable. I'm hoping this is going to alleviate some problems with, you know, RMS gateway, and I'm going to put me a little extension pipe off the side of it so I can do some antenna testing as far as, you know, dipoles and things like that. So I'm going to start experimenting with some other HF antennas. But I gotta get this knocked out first so I can, you know, have a quicker way than I have, which is pretty quick. But I just want something that's, you know, a little more durable.
That's great. We all have to drink a toast or crack a bottle on the side of the tower or something to christen it. And at least in our minds, anyway. That's a big step. It's just a big thing for anyone. You know, there are limitations. Everybody has their limitations, and I know I have mine. Living in an HOA, there'll be absolutely no way I could put something like that up and not be thrown out of here. But it's true what you say about height. I kind of think about it this way. I can imagine myself above the earth. Maybe just jumped out of a plane and I'm going to skydive. And I'm looking right down at the top of your house. And I don't know how high you are when you do that, but that's sort of where your RF is going to go. It's going to go up, but it's also going to go out if it's, you know, at the right angle. And this bubble of RF that we send out is, it's formed a great deal, and its trajectory to a great extent is based on the height. And you can get within 500 miles or so, you can do something with something the height of hedges around the house. I've heard of people just taking a wire and throwing it on top of a hedge, and, oh, yeah, that'll work. But your signal goes straight up and straight back down again, NVIS. So about 500 miles is all I'm good for. But if you like the idea of talking to people far away, out of the U.S., maybe, then you really need height. And some antennas are cantankerous. If you know, to get them operating as they should without some height. Well, that's thrilling, and I'm sure we'll all be anxious to hear about the progress. Appreciate you bringing that to the net. And I, sir, do before I leave, I wanted to thank John again for his contribution. I'm one of those out here, John, if you're still listening. I'm one out here who really looks forward to your details about the sky. And thank you for that. Chad, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Hope everyone has a good, restful, and peaceful night. KK4JBQ.
4NUE with KK4JBQ on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right. Well, Larry, appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, sir. I'll send you some videos, and, you know, you can, might not be your thing, but I'll send you some other videos so you can kind of see what's going on with it. But it's either going to come down in a hurry or it's going up, one of the two. But if it comes down in a big crashing blunder, then I'll just start over and mark it off as a lesson. So, all right, Larry, appreciate it. Let me make one more call before I move to the next comment tonight. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. 10 Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, KF4, NXY David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. AF4SX, we're down here in Possum Kingdom, check the sending out, good evening to everybody on the net.
KF4NXY, that's Mr. David in Possum Kingdom. He brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX. And Dave and Miss Marie, hope, David, you and Miss Marie, hope y'all are doing well tonight. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hello to you, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, next on the stump is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
UE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here today. Had a couple of doctor's appointments, or, well, a doctor's appointment, just a routine check type thing. I got that out of the way, and unfortunately, we got another one tomorrow with a different doctor. So, you know, if we're not traveling back and forth to the doctors, we ain't going anywhere, hardly. But we got a good report from the doctor's office, and got back home, and just been kind of chilling around. Went outside and played with the new puppy a little bit. And I tell you what, that dog is rambunctious. She has more energy than I've had in a long time.
Well, I mean, she's a pup. I mean, that's what pups do. You know, father time will eventually catch up with her. She'll slow down a little bit. But, you know, it's fun to see them run around the yard. My dogs get kind of crazy when cool weather comes. We call it the zoom zooms. They zoom over here and zoom over there, you know. And the only correlation we've ever been able to figure out is cool weather. But Pixie's bad about it. She's, you know, she carries my socks all over the place. And she'll get a sock and just zoom, zoom, zoom all over the house. And she's just, you know, excited that it's cool weather, I guess.
They get about as excited about it as we do, you know. Hey, we're not having to withstand all this heat and stuff anymore. It's cooling down a little bit, and it makes us feel a whole lot better, I guess. I don't know. But it's all good. Can't complain about anything. At least your puppies haul stuff around that are soft and not going to hurt you or your lawnmowers.
The puppy went out there, and I've got a big old pile of metal, this scrap metal, different things in it. She got out a length of pipe and drug it out and was chewing on it. Then she found a 4-foot length of two before. Now, when the oldest dog was a puppy, she had an 8-foot two-by-four, carried it around the backyard, so I guess a 4-foot board's not too bad for a 3-month-old. But, you know, the problem I'm having to deal with is now I got to go out there and pick all that stuff up. I can't get them to pick it up and put it back where they found it.
I know. They're gonna get stuff and drag it around. That's just, I guess, part of kind of experiencing, you know, the yard. You know, that's their yard, and they're gonna experiment and mouth everything in it just so they know kind of what's going on. But Gary, I'm gonna change gears here. I got a question I need to ask you, if that's all right with you.
Answer for you. You might not like it, but I'll try my best to give you an answer.
I took a rotator apart this weekend. That's the first time I've ever been in one. And I think the thing on the bottom that runs on the potentiometer, I'm assuming that tells the controller what the azimuth is. When you pull one of those out, don't ever move it with your hand. It took me 2 hours to get that thing back together, and I still ain't sure I got it right. The needle tracks, I can see there's a little slot in there that it's got to fit in, but I've got one spot where the needle hangs on the controller when the rotator's turning, and then it'll jump. It's not but, 5 to 6 degrees, not that big a deal. But I don't know whether I need to take it back apart and clean the pot a little better, or maybe it's in the controller head itself. Control box itself, I'm not sure.
Probably the potentiometer on the inside. I have moved those. I've taken them all apart and cleaned them and put them back together. It is a lot of fun. There is a, I'm sure you've noticed there's a little slot on the bell covering that it has to line up just perfect or it won't go back together. You're very mechanical, so I'm not thinking that you had missed that whatsoever. But they get to be a pain, and I've got one over here torn apart, and I took it apart, and it's got a ring with bearings on top and bearings on the bottom, and the bottom of the thing, which was sitting down flat, I took the top piece off of it. And the bottom part was missing a bearing. And I said, maybe that was part of the problem. And I got to digging a little deeper and took all the bearings off the top piece and put them, they pretty well stay in place with a little grease on them. But I cleaned all them up, put them aside. I'm not going to reuse them because I've got new bearings. But I got on down in there, and lo and behold, down in the gears was that bearing that was missing. I don't know how it jumped out with it being put together.
I don't know how that done that, because it's the way it's encapsulated. I'm not sure. Maybe somebody had it apart before. I'm not sure, because I'm not seeing how it could pop out like that, but I finally got the thing back together. It took me a while, I ain't gonna lie. It was a little bit aggravating. I looked at all the windings on the potentiometer. I didn't see anything broken
or damaged. I guess I probably should have took a reading with the ohm meter across it to see, you know, at different points across it to see if there was an issue. But one other thing I did notice is the race. There's a upper and lower race where the bearing sit on. And the race, which is actually the rotator housing, is made out of aluminum. And it's not hardened aluminum. It's pretty soft stuff. And I noticed that there's small holes that match the bearing. And I'm assuming that what has happened is that the weight on top of the rotator pushing down on those bearings as the wind blows, and that rotator stays in that same position all the time. I'm saying that that's an indicator that the wind has probably pushed those bearings down into that aluminum and created some bearing pits. Is that about right?
Happened, but normally there's there is weight on it. That's do you remember me telling you about not putting the mast pipe all the way down till it bottomed out on the rotator housing?
UE with KI4DOS, yes. And now I know why that thrust bearing needs to be there. So you let the thrust take the weight, because if you don't, then that's what damages, what can damage the rotator itself or the race portion of it.
You answered your own question. So yeah, that's soft aluminum. I mean, even though it's hardened pretty hard, it's not as hard as those steel ball bearings. And all of that weight pushing down, it will create a little trace in there, or a little dimple. You can take, what did I use? I can't remember. I used a piece of steel wool and went around mine. Mine has a plastic ring that the bearings actually snap into. You can put all the bearings, your 50 bearings, around one ring. I think it's 50, it may be 100, I don't remember. But you put all the bearings around that, and you grease them and all that, and they'll stay in that retaining ring, which is plastic, and you have to be careful which way it goes. You don't want to put the bottom side up or the whatnot, but you slide it in there, and all your bearings go in at one time. But there again, you got to be real careful how you pick that little silly thing up, because it flexes, and if you've got it the wrong way, all your bearings go popping out, and they're flying all over everywhere.
I put some grease on it, and that kind of held everything in place so I get the thing back together. But there's a little planetary ring in there that, oh, man, it gave me a fit. Trying to get it, you got to get it behind the gears and on top of them out of the way. And it took me a little while to figure that out. And, like I said, I moved a little copper thing at the bottom on the potentiometer, and I won't ever do that again. I took it apart five or six times trying to get the thing back together. And just finally, I just had to walk away and take a break. I got so frustrated with it, but sat down and thought about it for a minute, and I just said, well, it can either go in the scrap bin or it's going back together. It came apart, so it's got to go back together. But I finally got it.
I'm glad you got it back together. And if you decide to take it back apart, give me a call. I'll come over, and we'll take it apart and clean the potentiometer up real good, and the swing arm, or the swipe arm, I call it, because it swipes across the coils there, to tell your controller where the where it's pointed. And we'll get that all taken apart and cleaned up and put back together. It won't be that big a deal. I've done it more times than one, and I'm working on another one now, trying to get it all cleaned up. The only problem I've got now is, unfortunately, this one had water sitting in it, and it had it sitting in there for a long time. And when I got it apart, it looked like I was pouring mud out of it. So, anyway, we'll see if we can get it back to revive it and get it back to going. If you need any help with yours, just give me a holler. I'll be glad to come over and help you with it. Other than that, Chad, that's about all I've got on this end of town. I know you got some more folks out there waiting to talk to you, so I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and hope you continue to do well. And look forward to seeing you real soon. Y'all take care. We'll say 73. KO4 NUE in the net. KI4 DOS.